Welcome back to another edition of Every Step of the Way Bible Study Discussion Group. A little more information about us. We're more of a discussion forum, a group of brothers that get together every Tuesday and talk about the gospel, share the gospel, share scriptures, and we tie it in with real life situations and try to make it plain and hopefully everybody can relate to it and we try to just bounce things off each other and make it make sense to the average man or even a seasoned person in the word. So hopefully you enjoy it.
It's the group discussion everyone wants more of. The type of conversation people want to be a part of. We share the gospel, scriptures, and we talk real life situations. You've heard us and followed us on Facebook Live. Now you can watch us right here on the Vision Live Network. The wait is over. It's now time for the Hour of Truth. Welcome to the Every Step of the Way Bible Discussion Podcast. The real starts now.
Share your word where two or three are gathered, you'll be in the midst. So we invite you right now to take full control. Come on in, God, and move like only you can. Father, we thank you for all you're about to do. It's in the master's name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, I done got off my soapbox, man. I just had to get that off my chest, man. Anybody got anything? Anything happen good since Tuesday? Bump got some really great, awesome news. You want to speak on that, Bump, at all?
Yeah, man. I just want to thank all of you guys, man, for the prayers. Sorry I hadn't been plugged in with you guys on it, man. I just kind of not shut everything down, man, but just was focused and in tune and trying to listen to the Spirit, man. And while I'm trying to do all of that, God already got it all worked, had it all worked out for us. So I just want to say thank you, man, for the prayers for my wife, Sheila. Everything, she come back, she's cancer free. She finished up her last radiation treatment on Thursday of last week. And we just been rejoicing, man, and thanking and trying to give him the praise and just let everybody know that we can, man, through all of this rough time, man. I've been away for a little while, so I got some stuff to say, but I'm just going to hold it in, try to hold it in as much as I can. So I pray that you guys see my abundance of happiness, man, that I have not only for the group, but for my family and especially for my wife, man. And I thank all of you guys for your prayers, man, while that little time that we were away. But hey, man, it's some stuff going on. We got to get plugged back in, man. Let's ride, baby. Let's ride.
Right, man. Praise God, man.
Amen.
All I got to say is, man, look at God, man. Anything that we think my pastor always used to tell, my mentor always said, we don't have the capability to think of to think the way that God think. His thought is not our thoughts. Just amazing, man. Just all the praises go to him. Anybody else got anything else? Nobody got nothing else. All right. I'm going to turn it over to Brother Prentice, man. I'm really looking forward to this one. This is going to be a good one.
Hey, man, folks. Glad to see everybody tonight. I actually went back and listened to you guys on the round table and part of the round table discussion. And it's kind of what brought some of this together as well. Taking a look back at 2020 and people talk about their highs, talk about their lows, talk about lessons learned, lost, you know, new beginnings. Out with the old, in with the new. A lot. I mean, 2020 brought so much out of people and people, so many different things happening. So many up, so many down. You know, we was, me and my wife was watching this movie the other night, and this couple had lost their son due to he was riding a horse and he fell off and he died. He was married and so he had a child. The mom was having a hard time dealing with the loss of her son, and the mom and dad was in the kitchen, they was talking. The mom wanted to go get the grandson, so they was having a little argument. And the mom said something to the effect of, I know I lost someone. But the husband's response is what got me. His response was, life is a list of losses. Mm. life is a list of losses.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. When I heard that, it took me back. I'm like, but for someone outlook that their life is nothing but a list of losses, how downing is that? You know, that you look back in over your life, all you see is losses. No gains, no joy, no nothing. So when I looked at tonight, I came up with a title. It was Walk Through the Fire, Stand in the Rain, and Praise in the Storm. I started going through the relationship, and I looked at what I had put there, right? Fire and water. Have you ever looked at the relationship of fire and water, and then looked at the relationship of fire and water in the Bible? There are numerous references of fire and water in the Bible. But have you ever thought about the relationship of fire and water? Too much of one or the other puts the other one out. Too much water, you put the fire out. Too much fire, you dry up the water. But yet still, both of those references are used numerous times in the Bible. I implore you, just Google fire relation or either relationship to fire in the Bible. But I do want to ask though, when you think of what the word fire and it's in, and you think in Bible references, what comes to mind?
Hell? You muted, Glenn.
It might be me. I think I got a bad connection.
No, Glenn muted.
My God is consuming fire.
Consuming fire. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought about that too, Glenn. Consuming fire, hell is one of them. Cause and as I go through, I read it. But think about this: both are in destruction. Both claim for purifying. Both bring life. Both bring death. There even is a mention by John the Baptist in baptism. In Matthew 3, verse 11, John the Baptist says, I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. See, the reference, I want to start off talking with fire, walking through fire. Right, the fire reference is being used several times in the Bible. We brought up one already. Todd mentioned hell. Revelation 20:15 said, anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life will be thrown into the lake of fire. We see several references of fire dealing with hell in the Bible. Matthew 9:47-49 said, if your eyes cause you to stumble, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than have two eyes and be thrown into hell, where the worms that eat them do not die and the fire is not quenched. Everyone will be salted with fire. It's also a reference in Isaiah 66:24 with that too. Now, I even read the whole chapter, Isaiah 66, very powerful also. Fire, but think about this. We think about fire being a consumer of hell. God is a consuming fire. There are many references in the Bible where fire is falling out of the heavens. But God sends fire in the heavens, right? Mm-hmm. Think about Elijah on the mountain when he's making fun of Baal, the Baal God. And he called on God to rain down fire on the altar and even lapped up the water. Well, we know there was a reference in the Exodus, right? Moses in the burning bush. Fire. But let's go back to my title, all right? I want to focus on us being tested and approved by walking through fire.
Come on now. That's good.
Our scripture reading is going to be in Daniel chapter 3 tonight.
Come on now.
We're going to start in Daniel chapter 3. There's a Daniel chapter 3, we're going to be talking about Nebuchadnezzar and Shadrach and Meshach. I'm pretty sure you've heard the story several times. But as we go through it tonight, I want you to take a personal take on it as we read through it. Daniel chapter 3, there's a backstory behind here before we even get to Nebuchadnezzar. Because we know Nebuchadnezzar was the king, right? And he was all power. And Nebuchadnezzar had built a statue, and he had got to the point, he had got so powerful and almighty that he had set it up that any time that the musical instruments was blow or anything, the people was to bow down to him. They was to bow down and worship. But these three boys, they ain't about to have it. They ain't going through with it. All right? But let's start reading. Let's start reading in verse 8. Let's pick it up in verse 8. It said, at this time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, may the king live forever. Your majesty has issued a decree to everyone who hears the sounds and the horns, the flutes, the zithers, the lyres, harps, pipes, and all kinds of music must fall down and worship the item of gold. And whoever does not fall down and worship will be thrown into the blazing furnace. But there are some Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods nor worship the image of gold you have set up. They say astrologers here, right? Let's call them snitches. I'm going to tell you why. They got a little problem. They got a little problem with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Let me tell you why they got a little problem with them, right? You see, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is not from their tribe. Mm-hmm. See, Nebuchadnezzar, they actually took over. They conquered Judah, right? And see, what a lot of people don't think about if they don't read the whole chapter, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were also there with Daniel. See, everybody know about Daniel. Everybody know about Daniel, and they know about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego going to the fiery furnace. But all four of them that was there together in the king's court, they was picked special. Out of the conquered land of the Israelites, those four was picked special to be in the king's court. And see, they were being trained to be in Nebuchadnezzar's court, right? And so because everybody know about Daniel interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream, right?
Right.
So when he interprets Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he asks the king, Can you bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in with me? And he placed them over a part of the province in the kingdom. They was outside, right? And they was being placed over part of the province in King Nebuchadnezzar's court. That's why I call the astrologers snitches, because they didn't like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? Mm-hmm. They was being placed in a high position.
They were like haters.
In favor.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's why they went and told on. Now, look in 13. 13 says, it says, furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, is this true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I have set up? The king is amazed. The king said, I can't believe that I brought you in my house. I conquered your land and took you out, set you apart, and you go disobey my decree? I took care of you. And you go disobey me? See, as we go on, we know that he's going to try to throw him in the fiery furnace. But see, the other thing you got to understand, this is not the first time King Nebuchadnezzar was going to actually kill Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. See, if you go back a little further in chapter 1, he was actually going to kill all the wise men in the country if nobody could interpret his dream. That's when Daniel comes along and says, I will interpret the dream. And he goes back to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and asks them to pray that God would give him the wisdom to interpret King Nebuchadnezzar's dream to set him up. All right? So there's a history before they even get to the fiery furnace with them already. Let's keep reading. It says, now when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, harp, pipe, and all kind of music, if you were readily to fall down and worship the images I have made, very good. But if you don't worship it, you will be thrown immediately into the blazing furnace. That will then what God will be able to rescue you from my hand. He gave him another way out. He gave him another chance. So you got, and see, here's the other thing you got to look at. He brought them into the court. Now they're being surrounded by all the people in the court. And he's going, I'm going to give y'all another chance. All you got to do, you're going to hear the music again. When you hear the music playing,
damn,
bow down. It's over. We good. You free. We all back in love and everything good. That's all you got to do. Say, I done brought you into my court. You ain't bowed down. People trying to make fun. Now they trying to get you killed. I tell you what. I'm going to turn the music on, bow down, and everything is. That's all you got to do. Talking depression. Not, it's getting hot. You ain't got to the fiery furnace because you got to think about it. How many times you been in situations where you've been under pressure? Been under pressure to do something. You done made your mind up that I'm not participating in that.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. No, whatever it is, I'm not participating in it.
Mm-hmm.
But now, all of a sudden, all your boys are around.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're heaping pressure on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to perform. Now you got to decide, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be part of the pack now? Cause you on Front Street.
Yeah.
Or you done stood over here and told everybody about what you gonna do this and what you gonna do about that. Now somebody done brought you on Front Street and put you in front of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What you gonna do? Mold a mildew. And it was, you gonna mold a mildew. You gotta show. that's what they at now. They on Front Street right now. And then the king, because we know Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king. And he noted out in the last part of that sentence, he said, if you don't do it, then what God's going to save you from my hand?
Yeah.
He threw that shot in there. Break down your ego a little bit more. How they whisper to you. If you don't come and join us, we gonna jump you. Huh?
Yeah.
If you don't come and join us, we gonna cut you out of the group. How many times we've heard?
Oh man.
That pressure. But at the same time, when you are under pressure like that, how many times has God gave you a way out?
Come on now.
Yeah.
Make a way out of no way.
Let me go crack in the door. All right.
Amen.
Let's look at the answer. This is what I like. Look at the answer. Let's look at verse 16. Verse 16 says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, King Nebuchadnezzar, we don't need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. if we excuse me, if we are thrown into the blazing furnace and the God we serve is able to deliver us from it, and he will deliver us from it. Deliver us from your majestic majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your God or worship the image of the goat you have set up. What gives a man that much faith? What gives men that much faith to tell the king of this country in his face and at his court among all his people, we ain't doing it. I don't care what you say. Whether God rescues us or he don't, we still ain't doing it.
That's right.
Facing, knowing what they are facing in front of everybody. What gives a person that kind of faith to be able to stand that much opposition? Damn. I don't need to defend it, sir. I don't need to defend myself before you.
Yep.
That's the kind of God I serve. He's going to defend me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to defend myself.
Come on.
You know what got me, Prentice?
Yes, sir.
As I read that, and it's kind of familiar, but what stands out to me is how they didn't have to talk about it.
No.
Mm-hmm. Like they didn't have to hold up. Like it wasn't me and Jerome and Rick and Josh. Oh, wait, man. Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah.
When this music come on this time, I'm taking my knee. That was stand out to me when I read that.
It's right.
They was on one accord. They were so faithful and so strong in their faith that it wasn't even no eye wink. It never said they winked their eye. Hold, bro. Oh, wasn't no funny looks. Mm-hmm. Wasn't no gash. Oh man, what you doing? It wasn't none of that. They was like right on, bro. So that kind of stood out to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're standing on what they believe.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Unified in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and two, like I said, like Nebuchadnezzar took a shot back at them in the other scripture where he goes, what God can save you then.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn right back around and tell them, say, look, even if he don't rescue you up, he still ain't serving you or your God.
Yeah.
That faith there, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you got to imagine what now at this point now, you got to imagine. Nebuchadnezzar got to be feared. He done gave you a chance to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
All his people is there. He the king. And you still tell him in his face with respect, your majesty, we ain't doing it.
Your dog.
Nebuchadnezzar was furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And his attitude towards them changed. Because you got to remember, they was in his court. They was over part of his prevalence. So now he's furious to the point his attitude done changed towards them now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He ordered the furnace heated 7 times harder than usual. He commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace.
Yeah.
And so these men wearing their robe, trousers, turbans, and other clothing were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. The king's command was so urgent and the furnace was so hot that the flame of the fire killed the soldiers who Shadrach and Meshach.
Correct.
And Abednego. Oh, yeah. And these three men firmly tied fell into the Blazing Furnace.
You know what I like about that, Prentice?
Yes, sir.
It, to me, I just heard there was a change in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
The fire burns different when God's on your side. It says that he commanded to be seven times hotter.
Right.
That's God's magic number right there.
Right, correct.
He commanded the strongest of the strongest to throw them in, but the fire slew the strongest of the strongest, but not Meshach and Abednego.
Right.
That's when the fire changed and the fire's on your side.
That's right, man.
That's powerful right there.
That's good. Yeah,
it is. And this one thing I like about it too, it tells you in detail what they had on.
Come on now.
Reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they tell you their hands was bound.
Yes,
if they being thrown into the fire furnace, why are you bounding their hands?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want them trying to escape no kind of
no
way.
Kind of way. No, yeah.
You got them bounded with they fully clothed. Say they fully dressed with turbans and all.
Mm-hmm.
And even it says even more clothes, right? Mm-hmm. But Glenn, like Glenn said, the fire burns different when God is on your side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back for a second. Let's go back to do another little history lesson. You got to understand when Nebuchadnezzar took over to conquer Judah. He took gold out of the temple and put it in his own temple god.
Mm-hmm.
For his god.
Oh. Right?
Mm-hmm. So he destroyed God's temple, took stuff out of there and put it in his temple. Mm-hmm. Now we at this point here.
Mm-hmm. Right?
The fire is seven times hotter. They are bound. They are thrown in. You so mad, you done killed your own soldier.
Mm-hmm.
You so mad that the people that's supposed to protect you and your army, you done kill your own people.
Yeah. The strongest ones too.
Yeah.
Three of them.
We've all talked about how pride makes you stupid.
Right.
Or when you big time mad, you can do some crazy things or some dumb things like this. That he's so mad. It says his attitude changed towards them.
Mm-hmm.
That he killed his own people.
Mm-hmm. Pride is strong one. Pride to get you killed.
Yes.
Let's continue.
Prince.
Yeah.
You know, back in verse 15, Nebuchadnezzar showed how arrogant he was. At the end, and say, who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hands?
Yes.
He actually thought at that moment in time that he was it. Well, he was. He was the king, but he was the king of kings.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Then I like what the guy said. They said that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, oh, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. They said, we ain't going to hold back on nothing. We are not going to bow down. We are not going to serve you in any kind of way. And I like, them boys are locked in on their faith, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
They really were. God, I'm sorry, man.
No, sir.
Hey.
You break over that, that King Nebuchadnezzar actually thought he was higher than their God.
Yes.
He thought he was higher than their God.
Yep. Pride.
Yes, sir.
Do you think he asked him that, though? Because being arrogant a lot of times comes with intimidation. Do you think he asked him that to shake their faith?
Yes.
Shake them?
Yeah.
To get them to turn from what they were doing?
Yeah, because you mentioned earlier that he went to kill them earlier, so he had to know the level of faith that they had. So I think 15 was one of them. It was almost like a power move to try to shake their faith one last time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I reckon. Oh God. And I reckon Nebuchadnezzar was kind of on the spot. He's an arrogant man. He's prideful, and here it is. He had to try to keep his image to a certain extent, and he won't. Who is this God going to deliver you out of my hands?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, that, I don't know who you think about. I'm the king. Mm-hmm. I'm full of this. And that pride, man.
Pride come before fall.
Yes, it gets you. Mm-hmm.
So let's look what happens next. It says, then King Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet, amazed, and asked his advisors, weren't there three men that was tied up and thrown into the fire? They replied, certainly, Your Majesty. He said, well, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, yes. Unbound,
yes,
unharmed, and the fourth looked like the son of the god. Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace, and he shouted, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come here. Now, wait a minute now. He hadn't talked to them. What made him go servants of the Most High God? Now, just a few minutes ago, you just said that what God is going to save you.
Yes.
Right, now you calling this the servants of the Most High God?
Yeah. Right. He ain't crazy.
That's right, Glenn. Yeah.
You too crazy.
Hey. He looking at his soldiers looking like chicken McNuggets on the ground burnt up.
God,
that's not my anointing to do my prophets no harm. I'm telling you.
Think about this though.
Big example.
What? It was something drastic in our life had to happen sometimes to make us be just like King Nebuchadnezzar, where we had to take a look at some miracle somewhere or something in our lives or somebody else's life, and go, I give up. You serve the King of the Most High God. I need the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
That he was, it took him seeing the Most High save these three men because of their faith. Now, think about that also. They took a stand against the King, and God rewarded their faith.
Mm-hmm.
He rewarded their faith until the point where they are standing in an inferno that killed three strong men. That killed three. Now, and see, not only was they standing there, it says, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out to fight. The satrap, precept, governors, and royal advisors crowded around them. They saw that the fire had not even harm their bodies, nor a hair on their head was seen, and their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire on them.
You.
See, remember when I told you that they had all their clothes on when they went into the fire? There was a reason for that.
Mm-hmm.
That God, the King Nebuchadnezzar, asked that who was going to save you. He said, I'm not only going to save you, I'm going to bring you out clean and refreshed. Mm. I'm going to show that no man can lay a hand my chosen people.
That's right.
When I choose you, when God chooses up, when he chooses up, no man can lay a hand on him that he do not allow to lay a hand on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can destroy us that he, if we are for him, nothing can destroy us.
Yes.
Because you have to remember, we're living in the physical now, but our life is in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we live for. No one can destroy that. Nebuchadnezzar tried to destroy their spirit with his words at first by saying, what God can save you. That didn't do it, so he tried to destroy them physically by throwing them in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And God showed them and said, I am the God that can save them.
Mm-hmm.
because not a hair was singed on their head.
That's right.
Not a hair. Their clothes didn't even smell of smoke.
Yeah, right.
No impurities was on them whatsoever when it was called out of the fiery furnace.
Right.
That I don't care how much is going on around us in our lives, we can walk through fire unscathed as long as we hold to Christ.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
I think sometimes, and I'm guilty of it, that when I'm in fire, I act like I'm burning. Mm. I clam up. That is not what God teaches me to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you, whether you're in the fire or the storm, and we'll get to the storm later on, but when you're in the fire and it's burning all around you, whether you consider Rome burning down, you walk with your head up.
Mm-hmm.
See, people are attracted to you in the middle of the fire, not when you come out on the other side. Because mm-hmm. they see how you are reacting in the fire. Mm-hmm. If you got people close to you mm-hmm. and they know you are in the fray, but yet still you can walk around smiling, I got a word for you.
Right.
You have to, mm-hmm. we have to attract people by our faith in the mm-hmm. storm, in the fire. That's how we draw people to Christ.
That's good. That's good.
When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was in the middle of the fiery furnace, it says Nebuchadnezzar jumped up off his feet. He leaped up off his feet. He jumped out of his chair and said, I see something different.
Yes.
I see they protected mine. Somebody protected them. I see something a little different.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the point that at verse 28, Nebuchadnezzar says, praise be to the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angels to rescue his servant. They trusted in him and defied the king's commands and were willing to give up their lives rather than serve or worship any god except their own God.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I decree that the people of any nation or any language who says anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces and their houses be torn into piles of rubble, for no other God can save in this way.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's a big change from verse 15. Oh, God, that's good.
Their faith changed the king's mind to the point that he made a decree for the whole nation.
Yes, look at God.
Good, man.
For the entire nation. That no other God can save like this.
Mm.
Do we see our God like on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what's going on. Because we can look at the world and say Rome is burning.
Yeah.
We'll see our God like this.
Mm-hmm.
We have to live a life that our faith in God is willing to change someone's heart and lead them to Christ.
That's good.
Walking through the fire. I told y'all I had part two to this. I'm sorry, anybody have anything?
When I think about this and I think about his covering, I can't think of any other story that explains his covering better than this one. To me, the covering just oozes out when I hear this. When you come out, you won't even smell like smoke. With all the circumstances that says otherwise, all the circumstances that you're gonna get burnt up and you're gonna die, you shall not live, all those things, but you come out untouched. That's that covering I just get covering when I meditate on those scriptures.
That one too. I like that part where it says that the fire in the King James Version said the fire had no power.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know that what you're going through, as long as Christ is on your side, it can't affect you in a way that others around you think it should. Right. Because it's significant that the ones that, as Prentice said, the snitches were there to witness what was going on.
Yes.
And if you go back to where it says it was so, the fire was so hot that it slew the men that threw them in.
Right.
But God needed that fire to that place where Nebuchadnezzar himself, once he came in contact with God, his whole outlook changed, and he was able to approach the fire. He had called them out without